change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
It's time for Done Being Single with your hosts, Treva and Robbie Sharp. If you're dating the same type over and over again, making the same mistakes and not finding love, then you're not done being single. What you need is some tough love dating intervention, Treva and Robbie style. Whether you're new to dating or have been dating forever, we've got you covered. Now, here are your hosts, Treva and Robbie Sharp.
What? No crying on this show. God, stop
well, you know,
it.
Laughter, crying
more
is kind
laughter.
Of.
Oh,
more,
come on. Oh. Because you know what? We have no option. What's the alternative?
Well, there's.
There's gas, okay, there's, which is always funny, that's always and that funny. Will always snap you out of any kind of depression you may have, people. Gas, farting, flatulence.
Wow.
Welcome to my world. That's what I married.
That's our...
a human comedy factory.
Well,
oops, I mean gas factory.
A little bit of all of that, but how are you this morning, lovey?
I am great. I am... you keep me laughing.
Well, we keep
even
laughing.
Even through the tough times.
Well, we had some help last night.
We did.
And wow, that we are still kind of quelling in the afterglow of an incredible show that we saw of our guest that will be on later. And we just can't rave enough about him and his act and his ability to
laugh it out, laugh
everything.
It off.
And
he's the master.
He is.
He's the love master. And he's also, he knows firsthand that laughter is the best medicine. And he practices what he preaches,
he does.
And so
he
do
walks
we.
That walk.
And that's what the episode is all about. Because whether you're single or not, if you don't have a sense of humor, you are SOL.
It is so
about
true.
About life.
Because we live in a very serious world right now. And I don't want to even get serious for a second. But the truth is that we have to be able to see humor in almost everything in order just to cope and get through it. And I think that's what humans have done throughout the ages,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so hopefully by the end of the hour, we're going to help you find your way out of darkness, out of the pit of despair by laughter. And hopefully you're not there to begin with, but we've been there. Robbie and I have been there plenty of times.
Been
and
where?
In the pit of despair.
Oh!
Okay. I also mean the pit of your armpit.
Oh, well, geez, baby, come on.
And that is no laughing matter. Did I tell you we're really only 10 years old over here at Done Being Single? That's my nickname.
That
is my
not
nickname
true.
For Robbie. He's 10-year-old Robbie.
Well, sometimes I am.
Like, a lot you are.
Well,
so anyway, so let's talk about you know the being in a you know dark place and which you know you and I've been in. We continue. Listen, it's life, and if I didn't have a sense of humor, I don't know. I wouldn't. It's you know humor saves the day, and it's really important that. And we're going to give you some tips at the end of the show, as it pertains to dating. Because, I mean, look, you know we can't talk for. Your everyday. Well, we can because you know what? We've been through just about everything, right?
Well,
we've been through sickness. Not with us, okay? Some family stuff.
Certainly.
Professional stuff. Life stuff. Romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, who hasn't? And we were single for many, many years. So we kind of got the whole... self-healing thing down pretty good. I don't know about you, but I do.
Well, there's a path you take when you're confronted with some seriousness, and you can match it with seriousness, and then you can try to temper it with some humor at times. And I think that there is an appropriate time and place for good humor, bad humor, and sick humor, and all those things. And I kind of love them all.
How do you stay in the funny when life sucks?
Is that rhetorical?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that funny is what funny does, and funny presents itself constantly around us. And I think it takes maturity to not make a joke at times. And I was a class clown, and I'm sure when we get with Craig, we can talk about that, because I have a feeling he may have been as well. But I was a class clown, and I would go for the joke even at the expense of me being put in detention, kept after school, getting kicked out of Hebrew school.
Can I do that to you? Can I still do that to you?
Yes.
I'd like to put you in detention sometimes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
What?
Yes, I would.
Why?
Because you're annoying sometimes.
That's not, that's annoying is in the eyes of the annoyer.
In the most lovable way. No, I don't want to put you in detention.
I don't know why I think it was growing up in the household I was with two older sisters and my mom, my dad, and it was fun to be entertaining to them and fun to make jokes and talk about things. And my father was always very funny and very big with physical humor. And
he is funny.
He's
still very
hilarious.
Funny.
Yes, he still is.
Very funny.
Love
very
him.
Fast.
97.
And, very sharp.
Yep.
And so, and my family too, very funny.
Yes.
Huge
sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it may be about being brought up around show business a little bit, which your family was. And
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's a little hereditary, maybe. Mm-hmm. All I know is that thank God for it, and can't lose it. Especially, again, dating. You can't take it so damn seriously. You can't. And people are listening to our podcast because they are single. Mm-hmm. And people can get very, very serious about their single life and mm-hmm. their dating life. And it's like do or die. It's life or death. It just cannot be. It just shouldn't be. Although I'd be lying if I said it wasn't for me. Sometimes, at times, it was like stakes were so high at times. Like I had to make it work. I've always felt like this one has to work. If it doesn't work, I'm a big fat failure.
No. So, but
and because it took so long, just with each one, it just took so long. Wow, there was so much room for self-loathing.
Well.
Didn't you feel that way, Mr. Perfect?
No, hardly.
Of course you didn't.
No, I did not. But I think,
I'm starting to think that, seriously, what? You are perfect.
No.
Like you. Certainly.
But the here, okay.
Like you just loved being single. You had no problems.
I sometimes crave
you
that
You were just
feeling.
Like, I grooving.
I was not looking to get married.
Never
I
had
just,
your heart broken.
Not yeah.
You hit tennis balls. That was your big
please.
Relief, your big release when you had your heart broken as you went and you hit tennis
it
balls.
Wasn't, well, okay. It's better than you somebody
Why?
Hit my balls. But I think the thing here is that humor is something that is so important to find in a partner if you enjoy laughing, and who doesn't? And I think that is my question for you is, was humor a very important characteristic in a person that you were dating? Did you have to have laughs and
yeah,
shared
hello.
Humor?
Yes. I mean, I couldn't go out with a dull person.
Right.
I mean, that's a given. I met you. It was like the mother load of anti-dullness. It was never a dull moment with you. And so, but I'm not even talking about your... if you notice, people, I am not reacting to the flatulence. Because you know what? I live with it. And it's like I've become immune to it.
No.
So get it all out now, baby. Get your effects out now, because this is the humor episode.
These aren't sound effects.
Okay. So where was I?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about your partner. I'm talking about getting to the partner. How about just getting, how about just finding?
Laughter can
what
make
about
you
all the-
look past something that you would not normally like in somebody. If this person was not attractive or had a job you weren't, you know, pleased with, but he was hilarious, that would score some points with you, I think, right?
Of course. Why do you think Woody Allen is so sexy?
I don't find him to be sexy, but I think that he's just, you know, so funny and interesting.
But there's something very sexy about a funny guy.
Okay.
Okay, so, but I'm not, I mean, yes, I think people have to overlook the looks and guys, you know, that's, I'm talking to you too, women. Forget, you know, the looks only last go so far. If you really want something sustainable, get with a funny person. Get with someone who makes you laugh. But I'm not getting there yet.
And even in the bedroom, we laugh.
Yes.
We have more fun in the bedroom when we are making love and, you know, enjoying each other. And,
yeah, it's
but
a,
you,
it's
you have a tough
much.
Time with that because you can't.
No, no, I don't like, want laughs in the bedroom. No, not,
but
it's not really
are,
funny. It's serious, serious fucking business in there.
You tend to make it that way, but it's not.
It's not. It doesn't get me in the mood.
It takes it.
You know what? If I wanted laughs in the bedroom, I'd have Henny Youngman. I'd be having sex with Henny Youngman,
okay.
Which I think I am sometimes.
That. Well.
But okay. I'm talking about getting through life's miseries. And dating is miserable for some people, and I get that. I get it. How do you not take it so seriously? How do you lighten up? How do you keep it light? How do you not get your knickers in a knot or your panties in a bunch?
Well, nip it in the bud.
Yes.
So let's talk about our...
But you're not answering my question.
How do you not get your knickers in a bunch?
Yeah.
You have to laugh. You have to roll with it, find the humor in it, and hopefully your partner responds favorably, and that's how it grows so it can become...
Wrong
okay.
answer.
Well,
I mean, no, the right answer. But, okay. So you get where we're going here, everybody. This is the topic today.
Well, I don't know if we're a very good warm-up act for our guests.
We're kind of not.
We're probably sucking right now, but I think that it's a...
Stop with the joke.
Yeah.
We haven't even started yet.
No, but. I think we're funny. I think we're a perfect warm-up for Craig. We're lubricating. We're getting it, you know, all lubed up for him to come on in.
Yeah, this is a nice foreplay, and we are going to get into it with Craig because Craig is just a potpourri of everything that you could ever imagine that is funny.
Yeah. So, okay.
We're going to take a break.
We are.
And we're going to come back with Craig Shoemaker.
Right on.
Be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Treva and Robbie Sharp. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, Treva and Robbie at dunbeingsingle.com. Now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Treva and Robbie Sharp.
Yeah, sure.
I just realized I referenced Henny Youngman. Is that aging me?
Not
Does
at
anybody
all.
Know who Henny Why Youngman would, is? I mean, okay, but come on, that's how old we are. He's a little bit before my time, but
Henny and Rodney,
so funny. But okay, so
all.
Speaking of funny, we're going to introduce my old dear friend and I guess former client too, because I sort of used to represent him when I worked at my mother's talent agency, Commercials Unlimited, Craig Shoemaker. Let me tell you a little bit about Craig. His show business career spans over three decades as a stand-up comedian, actor, author, writer, and producer. He was named Comedian of the Year at the American Comedy Awards on ABC and has garnered two Emmys. His 90-minute stand-up special, Dattitude, aired on Showtime Network and was on the front page of Netflix for several months. Recently, he co-starred as Bandit in the critically acclaimed movie Middleman and has recurred as the character Wilson Gromling on NBC's Parks and Recreation. His movie, The Love Master, won the L.A. Independent Film Festival. His best-selling book, Love Mastered, A Digital Journey to Love and Happiness, is critically acclaimed by the likes of Whoopi Goldberg and Dr. Drew Pinsky, inspiring readers worldwide in managing through personal difficulties. Welcome, Craig.
It's too bad we don't have any more time for the show after those credits. That was an amazing recipe.
That's a mouthful.
But thanks for appearing.
Henny
Youngman, and
That's too old for your mother for a reference.
Oh, I love
him. I know, but he never goes out of style.
Okay. Well, hopefully I created a new style for you last night at the show.
Oh my God.
Can we talk about that?
It was
because
great.
We are Craig still
live.
In the afterglow of the show that we saw last night at the Ice House in Pasadena with Craig. And he just started riffing on things, and I'm thinking, oh my God. I didn't know how much of it was new or part of the old act, but it just started rolling and this laughter started happening. And then you started referencing people in the audience and going back to them. And then your DNA test came back. There were so many bits that were just
really funny,
gold.
Brilliant. You're sort of a dual purpose for us today because you fit really well into our topic, because not only are you super funny and you do it for a living, you're also sort of a fuck up, kind of like us. I mean, although we failed, right? We are sort of in our many, many years of being single, trial and error, hit and miss, fuck up and learn and Craig just did it. He did it, but he did it a little bit more publicly. And so that's why you're so great for this episode today, Craig.
Yeah. And I'm all about the laughter healing, and especially in relationships. I believe exactly what you were talking about is the only thing that's going to sustain you. Listen, those 6-minute abs turned into a pot belly. And the hair starts to go. My wife says, oh, it's just thinning. I go, it's not thinning, it's leaving. It's not on slim fast for hair. And it all goes, but the only thing that stays with you is your sense of humor. And I actually talk about that when I marry people. I'm an ordained minister. I marry them in ha-ha-trimony.
that's
so that'll keep you going.
That Well, we also had a ordained rabbi who married us, who's also a stand-up comic.
Well, now he's laying down. Poor guy. The late Gary Shapiro.
Yes, Gary Shapiro married us a couple years ago, and we miss Gary. But sorry, boy, this brings it down. But
well, that's why you got to laugh.
You got to laugh.
What I'm saying? And you got to keep it laughing, keep them laughing. So, Craig, so I took notes last
everybody
night.
Everybody goes, and you know what? We had my best friend passed away, who was the inspiration for Laughter Heals, our organization. And when he passed away, we didn't have a funeral. We had a funeral, and we actually roasted him.
That's great.
I thought Dean Martin should have been around for what we did to him. And guess what? We celebrated that way and celebrated his life. Because he would have it no other way.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Done Being Single with dating interventionists Trevor and Robbie Sharp. If you've got a question, a dilemma, or dating nightmare you want to share, call us today at 888-346-9141. That's 888-346-9141. You can also reach us by email, TrevaandRobbie@DoneBeingSingle.com. And now, back to Done Being Single with dating badasses Trevor and Robbie Sharp.
All right, well, we had a little technical difficulties, but we are back. And Craig, are you there still?
I am here.
Okay, great.
Thank you, God.
Sorry about that.
I guess we'll have to laugh that off that we got cut off. But
you know, you got to laugh that off as well, which it just happens. You know, the internet is a fun
thing. I love the theme, and I love that Trevor is always, she's always enjoyed people. That's actually how we met, was through laughter. Right,
right,
Trevor?
Mm-hmm. That is right. We met at a coffee shop. I thought you guys were part of like an AA group that was meeting regularly at this coffee shop in the morning. I just assumed that you were, maybe you are, I don't know, but that's, but I recognized you and I walked over to you and because I was working as an agent at the time and we had just seen you in Vegas and you were hilarious.
She leaves out the part about we were all sitting there drooling and looking at this vision across the way going, oh my God, what I would do if she would talk to me. She walks over and goes, hey, are you Craig Shoemaker? And I was like, how about I? And she had just seen me with her mom in Vegas. I did a Showtime special with Tim Allen, their client. And then I became their client the next day.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's very, very cool.
See,
but the other
I
part didn't
talent.
Happen. The longing. Women always say they want a sense of humor, but I've never seen them in the front row of my comedy shows throwing panties at me. Like, tell another joke, comedy boy. Oh, talk about being cheap. You're making me moist. It doesn't happen. And the cover of People magazine, the sexiest man alive is never Carrot Top of the Wayans brothers. So I'm not so sure about this laughter is what women are looking for.
So are you saying that comedy didn't help in getting you laid throughout your single life?
you know, now and then, I think, you know, once they went through an actor or a rock star or an athlete, you know, we're there. We're like the proletariats of entertainment.
I think it's a great thing to have when all else fails, when you don't have much, you got your humor. And I'm telling you, that is a turn on. And it's lucky for you, Craig, you're good looking and you're funny. So you got sort of, you know, the double whammy. For people who don't know what you look like, go Google him after the show. But too bad.
Go to his show.
Please take it.
I'm falling apart.
Well, and I was so impressed with, you know, how not only you're a handsome guy, but how you are able to contort your face to become something that was a little otherworldly at times last night. Whether it was describing the street names in Hawaii or adolescent kids, you had that down. It was so funny. And we were just laughing this morning, you know, went to bed laughing and woke up laughing.
I've got that rubber face, but that doesn't really work in the bedroom. There's no woman that wants to be banged as Barney Fife. You know,
Come on, take it all there, bitch. Back up. Look out for that headboard.
There's no women that go, oh, boy, that turns me on.
Well, maybe Maribel. What was her name? And what was it? What was Barney's girlfriend in Mayberry?
Aunt Bea?
Oh, Thelma Lou. Thelma Lou. She always liked Barney.
Aunt Bea.
I don't think they kissed the entire time, though. No, not shown. Everybody was a bachelor except for the drunk. Otis the drunk was the only one who was married. So I don't know what that tells you.
Speaking of facial tics, this brings back a memory. I have a girlfriend who was dating a guy who was great, everything on paper, but he had this weird lip twitch when they'd have sex, and it was so distracting for her, she couldn't take it. And
it's
really bad.
Yeah,
but
I love the theme of the show, though, because you're talking about going through despair. I went through that as a child, and the only thing that did rescue us was some giggles and guffaws. And you heard from my act last night. My mom, she was single. And I'd always try to fix her up with guys, and mostly funny guys. Like, I wrote letters to Paul Lynn, the Center Square, Uncle Arthur, and Bewitched. He'd make us laugh, and I didn't realize that he was a confirmed bachelor for a whole other reason. But I wrote him letters anyway and put my mom's photo of her belly dancing in there and hoped for the best that he would write me back. And as a kid, you know, I just really wanted my mom to be married. I'd write a lot of letters to people, single guys, baseball cards. I didn't care what they hit. I looked for marital status on the back of the baseball card. But they're not very funny, the athletes. I did have one cool story, though. I wrote to this guy, Tim McCarver. I said, look, Mom, this guy's single. He's a catcher for the Phillies, and I'm a pitcher. He could be my stepdad and teach me how to pitch in the backyard. And I wrote him a letter, and he never wrote me back, but some things come full circle. I got to know his buddy, Joe Buck, his broadcast partner for years. And next time I saw Joe Buck, he handed me a ball signed by Tim McCarver. And it said, Dear Craig, time to grow up. Dear son, time to grow up. Love, Dad. AKA.
Wow.
I finally got my dad. I never met him still, but just like my real dad.
Oh, boy. That's so sad.
That's sad.
Well, I make fun because you only have fun left. I mean, you can't be living in sorrow and sadness all the time, and you kind of got to twist things around and turn them into something fun where, you know, the laughter and joy, it energizes us, and it brings us into a positive frame of mind, and I think that's the way to go. Oh, geez, my four-year-old's breaking into the door right now. I have to tell her I'm on an important show. Hold on.
Don't lie to her. Don't lie to him. But when did you realize that
she just handed me a flower and her crown? Isn't that nice, honey? I'm on the phone. But okay, sweet, I love you. All right. Oh, you want the crown,
Craig? When did you realize that you were funny? When was it? At what age?
I realized I was funny.
Yeah.
I made the teacher laugh in fourth grade, Mrs. Stout. And I told a story. That's when I really got the true stories are the best. Only the truth is funny. And I made her laugh, and it was a terrible kind of story about my mom beating me. So anyway, and she laughed, but I was such a big mouth. She locked me in the closet for a whole day. Imagine this going on today with, she tied my hands behind my back with blue yarn and made me sit on a box for a whole day. So it wasn't a good debut in comedy, but I still loved the laughs.
And you found that it was...
You found that you loved to be tied up, I guess. <right?
laughs> Also helped.
Came out of it. But if you take out some blue yarn, I'm yours.
But you also found that it was beneficial in meeting girls, breaking the ice.
Well, getting attention, and, you know, because it is an icebreaker. You know, everybody can have the looks be an icebreaker and all that, and the suave moves. But if you do something humble, I have an acronym for LAUGH. It's love, acceptance, understanding, gratitude, and humility. Oh, that's the acronym for LAUGH. And humility is just so important that we have it and remain humble and laugh at one another and our mistakes and our fallings and our rumblings and stumblings and fumblings. That's the stuff that we identify with, and that's a great thing in human condition.
I also happen to think the human condition is attractive, and that that there's something kind of wonderful and attractive and compelling about someone who's had some pain in their life. It makes them, it gives you, unlike most people that don't want to accept it or acknowledge it, I think that it gives people depth and character, which ultimately makes them very attractive. So,
well, if you're willing to grow through it, that's what the G in LAUGH is for grateful. Be grateful to it. I almost wish people bad luck, because they're only going to learn from that. They don't learn from the good luck. Yeah, you mm-hmm. learn the most if you're willing to transform and grow through that pain and through those obstacles of life. That's what makes it best. That's when you're the most balanced. Too many people live in the image conscious world of what it looks like. And I came from that, actually. I came from, oh, my God. As a matter of fact, my mom is, you know, she still doesn't speak to me because, you know, it's like everything's about the image. You know, I say that she belly danced my high school graduation party, and she really did, but she doesn't like anyone hearing that. And so you should have thought of that at the time. But, you know, a lot of people live like that, and they live in misery because of it. Because if you're just after your self-image of what things look like, you know, you're going to be sad for the rest of your life.
Yes.
How do you, you know, let's say people that are listening are not naturally funny, and they may respond well to humor, but they want to be funny. They want to be able to share a joke, but they just aren't good at delivering it. What is there any advice you can give guys that are maybe too dry but would like to, you know, be a little bit more gregarious and outgoing in a humorous way? Is there advice for that?
Well, yeah, you don't have to tell jokes. You have to just seek the joy, and, you know, we're supposed to pursue happiness in this country. And so whatever way, that's the thing, is laughter or comedy is very subjective. I mean, what makes you laugh doesn't make me laugh, and vice versa. And I remember Patch Adams, the movie, you know, he shows up in the hospital room with a clown outfit. That doesn't make me laugh. I'd be pulling the plug. I'd want to die if I came in with that outfit. So it's not my thing. But but however you access the laughter, which is done, if you you have to break down your fears, and it's like the fear of looking bad. If you take that away, now you're left with yourself and your authentic self, and then you will find these moments, and they're easily accessible if you take those, like I said, the image consciousness out of it, and the fear and the doubt and the worry and what it looks like. If you remove that, you're left with self, and that's going to connect with someone else. If you're looking for a relationship, that's the connection that you want. You don't want the, you know, when people read books, that's phony. You know, how to meet a guy, how to land a girl, all that kind of stuff. That's someone else's version mm-hmm. on how to do that. But you're not being yourself, are you? So you really want to read a book on, you know, how you can remove these barriers so you can show up fully in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
Make sense?
Yes, I would say that there's nothing more endearing or appealing about someone who can laugh at themselves. Mm-hmm. And even if they're not naturally funny, I mean, not everybody is Craig Shoemaker, and you don't have to be, but if you can be self-deprecating and laugh at yourself and roll with the punches, that is endearing. It's ultimately kind of, it's adorable.
You can self-deprecating shit on yourself. People love it. it makes you one of them. I mean, so...
Oh, my God.
You don't have to. I mean, I wasn't born funny. No one is really born funny, but you are born with a natural flow. And just stop impeding that flow and allow life to happen. And don't get in your own way and surrender these ideas that you have about life. Look, we're taught right away. We laugh. Kids laugh 150 times a day on average. And adults laugh 15 to 20 on average. Now, what happened to that was people started to prevent us from laughing. They said, wipe that smile off your face. What are you laughing at? So those are the indications, you know, sit down, shut up, get in line. And it doesn't make any sense, but that's what happens. We're conditioned that way. So I'm about reconditioning, you know, recondition. And once that happens, the laughter and joy and the things like that, they just evolve naturally. It's organic. And if you just have that as your base, you're going to find love for the rest of your life like you guys did, and I have it as well. I mean, I'm thrilled. By the way, if anybody out there is interested in having children, I can't tell you how many children have been conceived after my comedy shows. I had someone send me a photo of a child that was conceived in the parking lot of the Brea Improv, and the kid had this big laughing face. So, if you come
to me anywhere, you're the new Viagra.
What's that?
You're the new Viagra.
The new Viagra, but also the women up. But, you know, if you're trying to have a child again, you're blocking your circulatory system and whatever it is that goes on down there. So I've advised this to people, and all these people give me credit for having children now. Every guy tries to go, I do this character, the Love Master, and every guy tries to do it, which is hysterical. And the women laugh, and I guess things loosen up. And it even worked in my marriage. I had three boys and we wanted a girl, so I made my wife laugh and we went into these positions that some book told us to go, you know, facing Mecca or whatever you're supposed to do, doggy style, and we have little Chloe now. So there you go.
Do you ever bring out the Love Master with your wife?
No, never. You gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them, and that's a fold. That's not a winning hand right there. My wife doesn't want to hear me do the Love Master. Women do like the Love Master sometimes if they don't think he's creepy, but there are those who think. So my wife's probably in that camp. So it's a character, and I don't do any characters with her, but she loves when I fall. That's her greatest sense of humor. That's why America's Home Videos is the longest lasting show on TV. It's because every week a guy gets hit in the nuts. Ha ha ha, give him 10 grand and we all laugh.
Sorry about that. We are, something's going on in the, is the,
it's
moon
Mercury
void?
Retrograde.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
All right, so this has got something. Okay, we didn't really talk about
it. Can I ask a question? Yes. I've been holding it. Just like Craig says mm-hmm. that women hold their gas for 5 years. Isn't that what you said, Craig?
What kind of gas do you want to get out, Trevor?
Okay, I've been wanting to ask you, I keep trying to ask you about the rescuer. You said you were a rescuer. Can you explain that? And how did you break the pattern of your...
I have the bit in my act about these patterns that we all have. And my pattern from day one, as I said before, writing letters to Tim McCarver and Paul Lynn as I wanted to rescue my mom from her sadness. And that's how I get into comedy. And that's how I got into my love life, is I would find somebody. I mean, I went to strip clubs, and oh, my God, I've got a much better life for you than this, and I won't roll up my 20s. So I have this feeling inside of, like, that I have the answer, you know, that I'm, you know, their conquering hero. And I wanted that. That's what I considered love, was that pat on the back with, you know, oh, you're so great, and I wouldn't be anywhere without you. And it's a failed premise, and that lasted a very long time. And I would find women that or even angry women that would, you know, bring back my past. It's almost like a comfort zone of being judged and criticized. And I kept repeating that until, and what was weird about it is authentically and deep down, I always wanted what I called hippie chicks, like real natural and don't have tons of makeup, and because it's all, that's all false. That's a facade. They're just naturally who they are. And then finally, I just removed that pattern. I just stopped. I said, I hit a bottom on that with my divorce, and because she was exactly that. And now I'm in joy because we're centered in this kind of divineness, which is just so essential in a marriage or a union or getting together with someone in a relationship. You've got to have that essence, that light that's always throughout, and you see that in the other person. So that's been the key for me.
Okay, well, good for you. I gotta give you a pat on the back because I was a little bit of a rescuer fixer myself.
Yeah.
And I made some of my dates into projects.
Yeah.
And exactly. I had to break myself of that pattern because it wasn't getting me anywhere. It'd get them somewhere. And then I ended up, you know, I was back where I started from. And I realized it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry?
Exactly. And you're their project, you're making them into somebody that someone else then gets to play with the toy.
Right. And then they would go off and get married. So exactly. I get it. And it's really important for people listening, you guys, everybody, you take a hard look at the dynamic of your dating life. Take a hard look at the kinds of people you're attracting and the kinds of people that you are that are compelling to you, because it says so much about yourself. And yeah. And ultimately what you feel like you need to fix in other people is probably something you need to fix in yourself.
Exactly. And they're all, everyone's a reflection of you. The one key, the mantra, if you will, when I got divorced, I said, that's it. I'm not doing this again. I really did get it. It was like a bottom, and drug addict hitting a bottom. Done with that coke. And so I just had one mantra, and it's all I want in someone is to see me for who I truly am, and therefore I will see them for who they truly are. So then when you're in an argument, so many arguments are old. And I would like look around the room going, who are you talking to with my ex-wife? And he's like, that's not me. But she's responding to something from her father, from her past, and it's projected onto me. So she's not seeing me for who I truly am. And I'm not seeing her for who she truly is either. And if that was the thing that got me, you know, attracted to my now wife, who was my friend at the time, but I wasn't seeing her in that way because I would only look for women that I could repair, or they would, you know, those old patterns. And then she was a brand new pattern, and it's amazing how it works, because now if we're in a disagreement, we're truly looking into each other's soul. And that gets us, we hardly ever fight, which is another pattern that I had. Just, that's how you have a great relationship. And then you have makeup sex. These are the things that I was conditioned to think, and they're not true. They're just not true. You can have great sex without an argument.
You don't have to break up to make up.
Oh, that's a great, that would make a great song.
Right, okay.
You may want to write that.
I will, but we are going to, Craig, love what you're saying. And when we come back, we have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about the healing nature of laughter. And
then I've got my list.
Okay,
and you better give me time this time to do my list.
You have time. All right, we'll be right back after this message.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN. The Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
And now back to Done Being Single with married couple and dating ass kickers, Trevor and Robbie Scharf.
All right, we are back with Craig Shoemaker. And Craig, right before the break, I wanted to ask you a question about the healing properties of laughter, because you see that firsthand. Yeah. And talk a little bit about that, please.
Well, Trevor might remember this guy, my best friend, Michael Goldberg. We bond through laughter, just like anyone does. I mean, you're best friends from childhood, and he's a Philly guy, and we'd always laugh. He wrote Cool Runnings and Little Giants, you know, a great comedy writer, and he directed the Love Master movie, my first movie. And as a matter of fact, his child was conceived during the filming of the movie. She was born 9 months later after he imitated the Love Master. So again, confirmed and affirmed that this works. And then a year and a half after she was born, he got brain cancer, and they gave him 3 months to live. And that's when I was inspired to say, this comedy's not about me anymore. This is about, you know, what's it doing for people? What kind of gift are we bringing when we do comedy and make people grin and giggle and guffaw? So we formed Laughter Heals, and we worked out of a cancer facility. He showed up for all of it. He kept laughing, came to comedy shows, and just filled himself with comedy, and he lived 15 years past that prognosis of three months. I got to see it firsthand, and I visited him in hospice at the end, and he was in a coma, and I said, geez, Gold, I don't know what to do. I don't even know if you know I'm here. He's just staring into space, and I said, I don't know what to do. You're sitting there powerless. I said, you want me to jerk you off? I said, I've never done anybody but my own. I'm really good with myself. You want me to give you a little toss off? He came out of a coma, and he goes, He laughed one more time.
Oh, God, I love that.
And he passed away a few days later. And,
jeez.
You know, it was just another example of really, we all have the gift, by the way. It's just a matter of accessing it. And it told me again, it's just stress is relieved when you laugh. Healing endorphins are released.
It's so true. And last night, there was a point of laughter that it kicked in, and everybody, you forget every trouble you have, whatever exists outside in the real world.
It's also,
and it was just magical.
You also, when you go see Craig's show, you will get laid and you'll sleep really well, because I think it's also like there's an ambient quality to laughing because your endorphins, right? And I slept so well last night. Okay.
Oh, I love that. That's great. And, you know, being around laughter is great, too. You know, the comedians that don't get too much into drugs and alcohol, they live a long time. Just being around it shifts your consciousness. I think it's what the world needs now. We're so divided politically. No one knows what anyone's politics are sitting next to each other. When you're in union of laughter, you don't know, because you're just in that space. You're creating a new space. You literally can't be depressed while you're laughing. So it's great for depression.
You're right.
Obviously, it's a painkiller. You're not in pain when you're laughing. So, but it's just so underappreciated, and we're like pushed aside. The FCC stops us from, you know, making people laugh because they're all worried about cursing and things that the children are going to see. Meanwhile, what do they show the kids on TV? Rape, molestation, schoolyard shootings. You think I'm going to fuck them up with a fuck bomb?
We have a few more for you.
I have this on in case.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits, and then we added fart, turd, and twat.
Okay, so nobody can say we don't do this, but one of the things I was very appreciative of last night was that we're backwards
in the country. You know, FDA passes every drug. We're addicted to these drugs, which detach us from self, and then we have doctors that are pushing them on us. What I say is, push comedy on people. Like, show them a funny video. Like, that's the drug. Hey, look what I got here, man. Check out this YouTube video. This is we do these laughter heals, laugh for life workshops. And I take people through guided laughitations. As a matter of fact, go to laughterheals.org and, you know, sign up and ask if you can go to one of our. It's fantastic. It's amazing to see the shift in consciousness.
All right, we have to get to Trevor's list, or she's going to kill me and you, Craig.
Tips of the week. Go. Okay, can we have the announcement, please?
Tip
of the week.
Thank you. Tips. Okay, so recapping, in review. Here we go. These are some tips to help you keep your sense of humor while you're dating and or while you are single. And don't give me a dirty look.
You hurry up.
Number one. Okay. First and foremost, date people who make you laugh. That's a given. If you don't get at least a chuckle out of your first meeting, think twice about a second date. Number two, to take the edge off of dating and or being single, seek out the company of people who make you laugh, funny friends, people who make you smile, keep your spirits up. The sole focus of your social life should not be dating, okay? Number three, get out of your damn head. Get out of your head. Life is serious enough without making it more. Stop. No, you stop that over there.
No, number four.
He's telling me the.
Don't make lists. I love that
stop
one. Thank you.
Stop telling me to wrap it up. Number four. You two shut up. That's number four. Dating. Okay, listen. Dating is ridiculous. Okay. It is laugh worthy as much as it is cringe worthy. So keep your expectations low. Roll with the punches and you won't be devastated.
All right.
Number five, I think. Put a positive spin on it. Try to reframe dating not as a necessary evil, although it is, but as an interesting experiment that will give you funny stories to tell, right? You know what? Fuck off. Number six, you guys are ruining my tips.
Hold on.
Nice tips you got
hold
there.
Hold on. I'm still on number two. Yeah. I'm on the toilet right now.
Can you go
now.
Back?
Number six. Fuck off, both of you.
I'm telling you, I need to get a pen to write these down. These are all so valuable.
Okay.
I'm glad you took time from your guest to get this list out.
Okay, I want you to know.
We have a world-class comedian. You're making a list.
Yeah, because this is our service we provide.
Service my ass. Let's go.
Okay, laughter is the best medicine. But so is good weed. So if you're feeling like shit, do a little of both. And I promise you, you will get through because it got me through a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Indica and Sativa, if you're listening. Number seven, the most important. Are you ready? Above all, remember this mantra. I'm going to look back on this and laugh one day. Repeat after me.
Yes.
I'm going to look back on this and
laugh one day. Craig and I are saying this right now.
Okay, I don't care how bad things get.
I'm saying this about this interview.
Yeah, we're not laughing now, but we will look back on this.
Excuse me, this is the service I must provide for my listeners.
Certainly.
Okay? All right, so can we wrap it up? Because
I'm going to be laughing about this. The day I left my family for an hour.
He'll never get that hour back.
To get a list that she could
text
me.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Craig, thank you for living in my world for a minute. Because
they tune in for practical information.
Not for lists, laughs. Okay, can we wrap it up, please? Because we have only a few seconds to wrap it up. So, Craig, thank you. Thank you for last night. Thank you for today.
You're welcome.
This has really been such a joy for us. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but
no problem. I'm glad you're spreading the message the way we want it. Laughterheals.org, and go follow me on Twitter, The Love Master. I want to see some followers from this, so I know this was worth it.
Yes.
Just through the list.
We do too.
And be cut off by technical difficulties.
Where are you? You're performing tonight at the Ice House, right?
Oh, everybody, go to the Ice House tonight.
Oh,
that's
going
to be a great show. 8 o'clock tonight.
And, I'm Craig Shoe on Instagram. Craig Shoe, like a shoe and a Craig. All right.
Follow him.
Awesome.
So there you go.
And Craig, we can't wait to see you again. And this has been such a joy.
And just remember, Craig, one day
you're going to laugh at this.
You're going to look back on this and and laugh one day. Okay.
Right.
What is next?
Hey, let's get together for a double date.
We would love it. We would love it. Leave the kids at home. We're going to have a great time. Okay. Thanks Craig.
Thanks, everybody. And thank you for listening.
We'll see it.
Thanks for listening this week to Done Being Single. Join Trevor and Robbie Sharp every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you next week on Done Being Single.